Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
You're up, Jim.
Okay, thanks a lot. I kind of that hard guitar thing. And then I come on and talk like this. I'm John Potter. This is live and local. Based in Reno and Carson City, where Craig is. And we do all local stuff. We have some great guests coming up. You know, the midterms are getting closer. So you're going to notice some politicians, candidates being on the show. Besides Derek today, we have George Forbush, Republican candidate for the congressional two-seat. Mark Abaday is vacating. Also have the Douglas County Republicans coming by this morning, too. So how are you, Craig?
I am doing well, considering.
This guy's an actor. Oh, man, before we go on air, he's got the saddest sob story about running. You've been up for how many hours now trying to fix something?
25 hours in this building right now in a row. Trying to get satellite receivers working.
What's wrong with the satellite? As if I would understand any answer. Oh. What's wrong with
Something happened. We're not sure what. We're narrowing it down. And so we've been pulling all of our programming through the program provider's FTP site. So
okay. You lost me.
Yeah.
You lost. Right there.
We do it on the internet. We've been pulling it from the internet. So.
So satellite doesn't sound
every
right. Well.
Every hour I have to retime everything. So, yeah.
It's still better than... Me.
Better than silence.
Still better than how I sound.
Well, no comment.
So how many hours have you been awake if you've been there for 26 hours? When's the last time you slept?
I got up at 7 o'clock yesterday morning and I've been going ever since.
Are you starting to see things?
Is
Reagan sitting next to you there?
No. I actually did make a run home to grab my... the meds I need for the morning so my legs don't hurt. So,
you know what? I'm trying to make you feel good by telling you a terrible story about something that happened to me. I got it. I got a terrible story of something that happened to me this week. This will make you feel better. My concert experience. It was, last Saturday night. We went to see Brooks and Dunn. The outdoor concert experience. I sat in front of the loudest drunk ladies and sat behind the guys with the biggest cowboy hats. The spacing in the rows, between the rows, is infinitesimal. I couldn't believe it. I could barely fit a leg. Oh, behind the row in front of me, you could not walk to the seat. Like if you wanted to get up and get a drink or go to the restroom, and
everybody had to get out of their seats to let you out, huh?
And they got mad at me for that. Well, you know, you could have stepped over that one empty seat and used the other row. Oh, come on. That's not my...
What venue was this at?
I don't really want to say because this is coming off sounding very negative, and I'm not going to bash a big operation that will call the boss on Monday. I could do without that. But it was... So the drunk ladies are screaming nonstop during this concert. Dude... Outdoor concerts, do people actually listen to the music? It was Craig, it got so bad, I just curled up in a ball in the seat, and this concert never seemed to end. It was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, and Brooks and Dunn started, I think it was like 8:30, 8:40. And by the way, you know, I don't know what I was expecting from those two. I went to many Brooks and Dunn concerts in the early 90s when I lived in Las Vegas, and by golly, I guess I really did expect them to look
like they did back then.
Like they did in 1991. I was telling Phil on Monday, Craig, have you ever seen that Jim Carrey movie, The Man on the Moon, where he plays Andy Kaufman? And there's that other character Andy Kaufman had. It was the obnoxious pot-bellied nightclub performer.
No, I've never seen that one.
All right. The alter ego performer. His name is Tony Clifton. It's really was Andy Kaufman. And so Jim Carrey was playing Tony Clifton. And Tony Clifton is this obnoxious pot-bellied nightclub performer with huge sunglasses. And I'm ashamed of saying this, but that's what Ronnie Dunn resembled. Huge glasses, pot belly, walking around hunched over. I'm watching and thinking, who does he remind me of? And it just
it just hit me.
I'm not going to go on and on about this. I just have to tell you a quick story. I interviewed Ronnie Dunn, Brooks and Dunn, once for the radio in Las Vegas, and I'm going to shut up about this very soon. One of my most humiliating interviews, and I've had plenty. You know, you can assume.
I work with you.
Stop with the yeah so quickly. So Ronnie Dunn and Brooks and Dunn, they're there for an appearance somewhere outside in Vegas, and there's this huge crowd of their fans, and they're standing right in front of me and him, and live on the air I go.
I used to talk like this. Hey, Ronnie, look at this. There are so many beautiful young ladies here to see you.
And Ronnie Dunn goes, yeah, well, thanks. I'm sure my wife will really enjoy hearing that. Oh, my God. And the ladies are all squealing. And I left quickly. All right. We're going to have fun today. It's 9:13, 13 minutes after 9. National Days. This is so funny because I used to argue with my old program directors when I was a morning host. I don't want to do these national days of what? I don't want to do these celebrity birthdays. They're so corny.
No, I think they're pretty good.
Well, you know, it's Kentucky Derby Day, but today is also National Life Insurance Day.
Right.
It's National Comic Book Day. Last comic you bought. What was it, Craig?
It was comic book. Aquaman.
Okay.
About episode 10. Or
all right. I knew 10. I would sound lame in comparison. Was Archie. All right.
Archie.
Loved Archie and the girls, Betty and Veronica. Jughead was irritating, but those were my peeps. It's also National Homebrew Day. I tried homebrewing beer twice, and it was a disaster. Mm-hmm. Homebrewing kombucha was much better. I miss that. I used to do that. It's International Drone Day. They get a day? And there you go. Let me see.
Yesterday, I believe on one of our shows, they said something about it was National Optional Pants Day, to wear them or not.
A National Optional Pants
Day. Let it all hang out, yep.
Well, okay, one more thing before the spot break. I want to warn you all, I got fooled by an internet headline this morning. I usually do not get taken in. I thought I was expert in spotting,
clickbait.
You know, what they call the bogus things, and you know, you click it and then you got to sift through ads, and this is how they make their money. But anyway, this morning, headline on my Google News, It said, big change coming to Costco, $1.50 hot dog and soda deal. And I'm like, no, no, I knew it was coming. I knew that was coming. Don't touch the rotisserie chicken, no. And so I click the article. I'm reading it. Of course, you got to, you know, sift through the ads and the, you know, this and that. You know what it was? It was Costco is for people who don't like the soda with the hot dog. They now have the choice of taking a bottle of water. That was it. It's still $1.50. Now, does that require a news article?
No.
Well, actually, when I was at Channel 2, there were dumber ones, but still. We're going to take our first break here. I got to talk about what I saw at the protest in Reno, downtown Reno, yesterday. Personally, I was not there, but on Reddit, I looked at the pictures, and there's even a video of this protest downtown, the May Day protest that was against police funding, of all things. I thought that was passé, that whole thing to fund the police. But the stuff that I see in these pictures, and you can too, we're going to get into that next. Derek is coming by too after that. And you don't know who to vote for? Well, we have just the people, because we have politicians starting to show up here on this local radio show. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:17.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey, it's your good friend, Sean Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Been here for 4.5 years, if you just discovered me, and we're going to have some fun with guests and hopefully your calls later on. Okay, so up front and center at the downtown Reno protest yesterday, downtown May Day is what they call these. I guess it's every year. I did not go to this protest, but I saw the pictures in a video. And up front and center, I'm not making this up, up front and center of the crowd at the Believe, I still call it the Mapes Plaza. The Believe.
You're not the only one. I do too.
Yeah, that's a Mape, sir. What is that Believe with the whale? What the heck? I'm not going to knock the space whale that pays tribute to Reno's famous whaling past. But anyway, somebody is at this protest. You couldn't miss them. They're up front in the center with the biggest flag. Look at the pictures. Look at the video on Reddit. This person is waving this huge Soviet Union flag. We're not talking the current Russian Federation flag. This is the gall darn hammer and sickle red Soviet Union flag that they are flying, waving it around in downtown Reno. The video's on Reddit, Reno Reddit. Look at TV news cut them a break. They did not show this, but Soviet Union flag. They want to bring back the gulags, the purges, the show trials. That is your team's flag? The evil empire that purged people to Siberia and killed millions of its citizens? Communist countries have killed an estimated 80 to 100 million of their own people in their idealistic purges in just the last 80 years. So what the heck? These people don't know. I hope it's out of ignorance. They don't know what that Soviet Union, not Russia, Soviet Union flag represents. I'm just shocked. It's communists in training. Where do they find that flag? Somebody there needs to spend some time doing some research. I just unbelievable. And why why were so many of them, you'll notice also in the pictures, why so many hiding their faces? If you're so committed to the cause, why all the masks? I'm looking at thinking, oh, my God, is COVID back? No, I have no idea. Masks and the Soviet Union flag. And some of the signs, okay, one sign said housing, not handcuffs. Oh, are those the options? The only options there? Could somebody clue me in on some of the... And one more sign I see in these pictures, people need homes, not cops. Well, I think we probably need both. I'm, you know, just throwing that out there. And I'm just, you know, I'm just tossing suggestions here. I think, yeah, we could use maybe both homes and cops. I did like the Devin Reese is the police union lawyer sign. That I think a guy is such a jerk. So, but folks, that am I the only one just thrown for a loop with a hammer and sickle being waved in downtown on our plaza? I mean, you'd expect this in middle of San Francisco, right? I mean, I'm not, probably not even there. But did anybody there? I mean, there were a lot of people. Nobody thought to go up to this person and say, you might want to, you know, to make us look, what's the word, reasonable. You might want to put that flag somewhere else. All right. What? I think I beat a dead horse on that one. I just blew me away. What else did I have here? I got carried away here, folks. I really apologize. Okay, here's something. This was posted by News 4 this week. You may have seen the story on their news. RTC officials are soon starting a $16.5 million construction project to widen a one mile stretch, folks. 1 mile stretch, $16.5 million. But that's not what really threw me here. I just noticed it. To widen a 1 mile stretch of Pembroke Drive and add bike lanes and sidewalks in the busy Reno corridor. Okay, to add the bike lanes and sidewalks to the 1 mile stretch. For $16.5 million, the project, which is expected to break ground this summer, aims to add an additional lane of traffic in each direction between South McCarran Boulevard and Veterans Parkway. Can somebody explain how this is done? They're going to add bike lanes and sidewalks, and they're going to add additional lanes of traffic. I'm not sure I believe that additional traffic lane thing here. Additional lane of traffic in each direction between South McCarran Boulevard and Veterans Parkway. I say this because West Plum, I live off West Plum, and they converted a four-lane street, major street in Reno, to a two-lane to accommodate the bicyclists that I never see. So here in Reno, let me, if you're new to here, okay, in Reno, the word widen always means converting a four-lane road to two lanes. So a handful of weekend bicyclists can have more space. You know, at the same time, people who need to get to work get stuck in traffic. So for $16.5 million to do that. All right, I don't think what is more bizarre, that or the Soviet, the sickle and hammer. I just, biking, I love biking. I walk and I bike, and I, even though they put those bike lanes on West Plum, I'm terrified to do it. I'll go up Mount Rose Street or something like that. Hey, I'm not going to get me there. Current temperature, we just broke 60 degrees. We have a change in the weather coming up. We're making a quick trip over the hill, and now we're kind of, well, Kathy is worried that we're going to get stuck in snow. I don't think so, but I'm looking at the forecast here, and we have quite a bit of precipitation, a big 60% of rain on Tuesday, Tuesday morning. And as you know, rain here often, usually at this time of year, means snow up there at Donner. So don't worry, I'll make it. We're going to go over to the land of $9 diesel. Jerry mentioned on the new news that warning, somebody in California has $9 a gallon diesel. I don't understand when they say on the news diesel's gone up 45%. Here, I swear to God, diesel went up 400%, right? I mean, the average here in the Reno area for diesel is like $6.50. I got quite the story about that, too, because I filled up last night. So hang on to your hats here. We're going to break for Fox News. And Derek was scheduled. If not, we'll be talking to you and taking your calls. 884-9910. I'm John Putter. Oh, Greg Neff, too, after Fox News. Coming up next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 930.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Greg, was talking on his local news about the rash of earthquakes we've had, and I just looked it up here, and we had at, this is the second, all right, at 7:09 this morning, a 3.5 hit 21 miles due north of Yerington. So there you go. Hello, Derek Lee.
Good morning, John Potter. How are you?
You have been feeling any of these earthquakes? I feel like everybody else has felt them but me.
I did not feel any from the swarm yesterday or today, if there were any. But I did a couple weeks ago.
So, Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com, I don't see in the talking points here about a new product. You did not come up with a new product this week. You goof off.
No new. I was slacking this week.
Because he often seems to have one every week.
Yeah, we're in development stages, John.
All right. So the last newest product was the Natokinase.
Yeah.
How is that going? And are people already giving you any kind of testimonial about the Natokinase formula? And if you could describe that one more time for us.
Sure. Natokinase is a enzyme extracted from fermented soybeans. And so what it does is it actually corrects atherosclerosis. Bottom line, that's what it does. And so what we did was we built a formula around that, which includes astaxanthin and fucoxanthin. Those are the two main components in the miracle liver also. So this formula, Natokinase formula, functions a little differently. So Natokinase disrupts fibrin. Fibrin is what attaches to the vascular wall, and then plaque builds from there, or fats accumulate on the fibrin. So what this formula does is it breaks up the fibrin. Fucoxanthin breaks up the fat or protein collected bound to the fibrin. Uh-huh. Astaxanthin transports the debris to the kidneys or to the lymphatic system for disposal. So it's kind of a very efficient system to work on reversing atherosclerosis. Some of the testimonials we've had is it's significantly reduced heart palpitations, it's reduced blood pressure, and in just a few days, people have called me telling me those things.
Well, so many people are discovering you lately that I think, well, we both think it's a great idea to go back to where this all began for you. And you were actually the first patient. You had a need for something with brain health, and you found the answer.
Yeah, it was a pretty trying chain of events in my life. So as it was all my health issues started based on a traumatic brain injury. And so that happened as a very young child. And so I struggled with learning, comprehension, cognition throughout my entire life. And so what I learned, taught myself how to do is just learn by pattern recognition. So I didn't have to actually learn. I learned by just associating just different patterns of information. So that's how I got through life to that place, to where I had a 15-year career in construction. I was very good at it. But then as as more of those symptoms of traumatic brain injury happen, where the biggest factor is it's stress becomes more and more challenging. And so when you get in high stress environments, when I was younger, my early 20s, I could handle stress very easily, very well, and I could just apply that stress into being more productive. In my 30s, I couldn't apply it. I just kind of got, overreacted to things versus applying the stress and use it as motivational energy. And so I ended up withdrawing myself from a career that I was planning on retiring in, and moved to the mountains, moved in with friends to just kind of try to readdress myself, try to figure out life, not really knowing anything was wrong with me. And then I started having a lot of health issues. And so I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. So what that they gave me for chronic fatigue syndrome was a prescription amphetamine, which was great for a few months. It gave me energy. And then within about 6 months, I went from low dosage to max dosage. From there, I developed polycythemia. From there, I developed numerous other autoimmune disorders. I was diagnosed with 8 different autoimmune disorders. I was diagnosed with 5 different neurological diseases, all in 4 years. So during this time frame, anytime you're dealing with trauma to the brain, anything and everything can happen. Nothing is regimented. Nothing is regulated. It can all happen at once. You can go through brain events that are 1,000 times worse than I went through. A lot of it doesn't ever get diagnosed because people just don't know what to say. People don't know how to go to the doctors. People don't know how to communicate these things. And I just happened to be very lucky that one of the few doctors I went to was a researcher. So he was with me the whole time. One of the things he said to me is, when you get to be really bad, I'm really interested. Would you mind signing documentation so we could do a lobotomy on you so we can actually study your brain of why your brain was failing? This is how bad my brain was at the time. They knew for a fact I had CTE, which is something that football players get diagnosed with when they're done. It was very trying. It was very challenging for me to hear these things. At the same time, I was disconnected from the emotional construct. I was disconnected from even the reality of life because it didn't exist anymore to me. So when I was diagnosed, when I was told that I had less than 6 months to live because my brain was failing.
How long ago was this?
I was 7 years ago.
Okay.
Middle of 2019. I had a choice to either live or die, right?
So you couldn't even talk, really.
I couldn't have. I could never have came in here and had a conversation with you, whether we were on air or not. My ability to communicate, I could not communicate. I could not communicate a single sentence. Those of you who've talked to me in my office know that I can ramble on for quite a long time. I've never been able to do that my entire life. Before I developed Restore, I couldn't get through a single sentence without forgetting what I was going to say. So the way I am now is I can't explain enough to people who never knew before I developed Restore. It doesn't make sense to people. And so
just over the past 2 years, you've been on this show. Amazing improvement in your best. You are the best testimonial, actually, to your products. But initially, they were to help you and just yourself.
Yeah. And so I developed an amino acid complex extractor from plant compounds, because I knew that if I could develop something that comes from a plant materials or fruit materials, then that will actually pass through the blood-brain barrier. And so because it's chemical-based, like most amino acids sold at supplement stores are all synthetic components. They're not natural compounds. So they might affect the brain, but it doesn't get into the brain. And so when you can build something from plant compounds, it can pass through the blood-brain barrier. So that's what I knew. And so that's how I developed the amino acid complex, which is in every single capsule or formula that I make or have made. So that activates the brain. And so the amino acid complex, then from there, then I developed Restore, and then I sat there for 4 years and studied how Restore is actually working. Once I started improving, then I had friends of mine say, hey, can I get some of that? You changed completely. So I gave them some Restore, and we just kind of evolved how it works. And then when COVID hit, which is right around the same time I developed Restore, we recognized it works on the immune system because Restore killed the first two variations of COVID within 4 days. I developed a protocol of how Restore can kill COVID because it improves our immune system. And so it did that within 4 days with the first two variants. As soon as it shifted to Omicron, everything changed. However, it boosted the immune system. So I was able to rebuild my brain. I've not gone to the doctor since my last diagnosis of less than 6 months to live. I had blood work done once 3 months ago to see where my blood levels were at. Prior to that, I was going donating blood every 1 to 2 weeks. I was getting lab work done once a month. And so everything just kept getting worse and worse and worse for me. So here I am, 6 years later. This is how I developed this. This is how I developed the amino acid complex. This is how I got to where I'm at. And I keep building new formulas, one, to keep myself healthy and alive. And two, we provide these compounds because they're beneficial. We provide these compounds, we provide these formulas to help benefit everyone else. I believe that we can do things that most other supplement companies cannot, because we can activate the brain. Anytime we can activate the brain and allow the brain to be aware that these components are available, it drastically increases the efficacy of any formula it's paired with. So this is the basis of Brain Health Formulas. I started off as my own healing project for myself. And so so we developed this, my own healing project for myself, into a company because it works on just about everyone.
Well, your products have been a great help to me. I have never been a radio talk show host. Well, except for like 2 or 3 years at the other talk station down the road I did. My whole life, my career was news on TV and being a morning show host with music. I never did talk radio before besides the other station for briefly. I sucked when I started here. I mean, the show's been on for, I think, 4 years and 3 or 4 months. It was so bad.
Wow.
It was such a... I remember Jerry calling on the air saying, have you ever been fired on the air? So you came to my rescue. Your products have really sharpened my mind.
That's great, Jerry.
And I'm loving it. You know, I'm going the reverse direction. I'm getting older and older. I'm 71 years old, and I picture myself 30 again. I'm not BSing you. And those are just from your samples.
Yeah.
So... okay, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek Lee is here. You can call now. If not, we're going to talk about how these formulas actually work. But check them out, brainhealthformulas.com. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local. One more segment with Derek up next, and then we'll get into some political candidates here as the midterms rapidly approach. Early voting for the primary starts this month. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:47.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
John Potter here with Derek Lee for one more segment. Derek's new location is at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Usually everybody orders off the website, brainhealthformulas.com, but Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies is at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, and that is where he has the very latest of innovative body scans, and that's what Pat is calling about. Let's go to the phones. Pat, I'm glad you called. Good morning, and thank you, and welcome. Go ahead, sir, or ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Derek.
Morning,
John,
Pat.
I have a question for you. I went and got a body scan yesterday. It was so interesting and so comprehensive. I wonder why you haven't gone and gotten one yet.
I've been kind of talking to Derek. Didn't I tell you, Derek? My wife and I definitely put us down. We want that. Derek brought in his own results from the body scan. I was amazed because not only do you get the body scan, you get like a book of photos, full color.
Absolutely.
So clear, so distinct. You see everything inside your body in color. And how many pictures are in this book that you give your customers?
There's at least 280.
280 photos.
And it's all a photo of how your body is functioning.
And Derek can spot things.
Yeah, we can actually interpret what the scan's communicating. So we've been able to extrapolate data and understand how the body's functioning because the program won't say that. And so what I've been able to do is just with working on myself and with my fiance, Kathy, I've been able to extrapolate what the energy levels are and how what the cellular function is and how we can actually repair these functionalities within the body based on working on ourselves.
How was your experience, Pat?
It was so interesting and so informative, and it's going to take me years to figure out the information in this book, but I was thinking, John, since your wife is a doctor, you will be able to have more information, more clarity than, you know, the general public will.
Well, it seems like I try to get some scans from my doctor. It's like pulling teeth. Well, you got to have a reason to get the scan. And the scans are like, I did an MRI a couple of weeks ago, and a big old clunky machine. What is that, 1970s technology?
I mean,
that's right. Your body scan is something that you don't think anywhere else in the country or in the state has this this device.
We can't find any proof it exists anywhere in this country.
My God. Pat, got to let you go.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay, thanks, John.
See you, Pat. How do people get the body scan?
So people can call. Our phone number is 775-634-7789. You can schedule by calling. And we also have the bioresonance scan is also in the newest products for page. If you want to buy it online, that's great. We'll call you and set up an appointment based on your schedule, what our availability is. We're already booked up all next week, so just be patient. There's a lot of people calling every day to schedule an appointment. So some of the benefits of the scan is in a single scan, we actually do therapy on an individual also. So we can do up 25 adjustments with using frequency. So it's similar to Rife technology at the same time as doing the bioresonance scan. So not only are you given the scan, the details, all the information of how your cellular function is, how your body, the energy of your body's functioning. We also do corrective therapy at the same time.
780 Smith Ridge Drive, the home of Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. If somebody calls, is somebody there to answer it now?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, okay, give the phone number again. But don't call now. We're talking to Derek.
775-634-7789.
Or you can see Derek at the upcoming Chamber of Commerce
event.
Expo event at the Convention Center. You're going to be there in a booth.
Yep. We're at booth 138 and 140. We're going to have our laptops there. We're going to have Kathy's there also. We're going to have our laptops showing presentations of the scans. So we're going to have clips of Kathy and I being scanned and having real live video so people can see how it actually works, how it functions. And so I'm also going to be giving samples of All Systems Go. We've been working with a brand new website designer and logo developer. And we're hoping to have a lot of our new logo stuff available Thursday.
You're just exploding. I remember when you had no shop,
nothing,
a little lab at home, and it's so many customers now. We did that broadcast from your new place, your grand opening, and it was packed.
It was impressive.
Okay, so the public's invited to the convention center event, right?
Yep.
What day is it?
Thursday, May 7th. It only goes for 4 hours, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So be sure to get there. There's supposed to be over 400 vendors. So it's going to be that's in Hall 2 also. We're in booth 138 and 140.
This coming Thursday.
Thursday, May 7th from 10 to 2.
10 to 2. Come on by. Look for Derek's booth 138. All right. We only have like 2-3 minutes.
Okay. Just so people know, we've upgraded our Turbo Blue formula. We now have 25 milligrams of methylene blue in every single capsule.
An improvement, huh?
It's improved. It was 10 milligrams, so we upped it to 25 milligrams. A lot of science supports that at a higher dosage, it's more beneficial to kill off parasites, to improve mitochondrial function. And the best part is it turns your pee blue. I mean, bright blue, like turquoise blue all the time.
Yeah, I know. you gave that for me to try, and you didn't tell me it would do that, and it freaked me out. My wife, the doctor, didn't know what the heck was going on.
Well, that's one of the benefits or negatives with it. It helps.
Well,
people
it was kind of cool.
It is very cool.
Once I knew what it was right. there for.
So we will always be able. We'll always provide. If someone wants to buy four products, just buy three, and we'll give you the fourth one for free. So feel free to do that. We'll always honor that.
So your products aren't just amino acids.
No, that's the catalyst.
Yeah, that's a catalyst. Yep. We got many herbs, many natural products along with that, right?
Yeah, we use the amino acid compound is derived from plant extracts. We combine herbal extracts with the amino acid complex. We're also utilizing peptides. They're very efficient. And so anytime we combine the amino acid complex with peptides, it drastically improves the efficacy and arguably does much more than just the peptide in itself. And so same thing with the plant compounds. Plant compounds provide A, B, and C. When we add the amino acid complex to that, it provides A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. It drastically improves the efficacy of any plant compound.
All right, folks, call or visit Brain Health Formulas Biotechnology, 780 Smith Ridge Drive, which is the little business alleyway behind the shops like Trader Joe's there. Got a couple of small businesses there. And you're also going to be at the convention center, the Reno Sparks Convention Center, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12, to 2
p.m. 2 o'clock. And it's Hall 2, and we are in booths 138 and 140.
All right. Well, next time we'll get into how the products actually work. BrainHealthFormulas.com. Derek, have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
All right, my friends, stick around. We're going to be getting into politics after Fox News next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time. It's 9:58.